Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Hello there, and thank you for joining me for the podcast today. This episode is about hearing your inner voice. Many of us spend a lot of time looking for answers. We want some guidance. We want help. We want someone to hold our hand and guide us through life. We already have an inner voice that gives us that kind of guidance. For some of us, it may be our own thoughts or our conscience. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit or our Heavenly Father or God. And maybe it is the good spirit or forces out there in the universe. I personally believe that it is God speaking to me. And you can, of course, choose what you believe it to be. Whatever it is, in this episode, I'm going to call that your inner voice. So I'm going to talk about how to learn to listen to your inner voice, what value this guidance can have for you, and how you can determine whether this is good for you and whether you should follow what you find there. The first thing is how you can learn to listen to your inner voice. Many times my inner voice speaks to me through my own thoughts, my own words, and my own voice sound in my mind. Sometimes my inner voice comes through a thought I might have that refers back to something I've read. It might be a book, a motivational book of some kind. I also do study scripture, and sometimes it'll come to me through a verse of scripture that comes to my mind. Other times it'll just be a song, so I'll have music playing in my mind, and as I become aware of what the music is saying, usually it's music with words, I'll notice what the message of the music is, and a lot of times it's a message that my mind needs to hear. So one morning, I woke up with a particular song in my head, and it was just singing loudly in my head as if I was listening to it on a CD. It was incredibly reassuring, very hopeful, and very helpful. I chose to put it on my iPhone and play the song throughout my morning to further motivate myself and inspire myself to get through my day. So sometimes I hear that voice through music in my mind. I also studied music college for all three of my college degrees, and I've played music my entire life. I used to write songs as well. So it's very natural for the voice of music to speak to me. Maybe that's not the most natural thing for you. It's possible that you might hear your inner voice through an impression, a visual thought. If you're a visual art type of person, you might even see a picture in your mind of something, or think about a certain color or a scene that you've seen before or that you can imagine. For some people, an inner voice speaks to them through someone else. Perhaps they've been contemplating, meditating on something, praying about it, really reflecting about a problem or a particular issue, and somehow they'll end up in a conversation with another person where the topic comes to light. And through the conversation, the answer they were seeking might come through in those comments from the other person. So sometimes what we might call our inner voice actually comes through the voice of other people. If we're really listening, we can be aware of those answers when they come and those thoughts that could push us in the right direction. So let's talk about how to begin to hear your inner voice, how to become aware of it, and take note of what's coming to your mind. The first tip I have for you today is to create a place for your inner voice to be heard. This usually happens through some silence. It could be that it's early in the morning and you're just having a quiet time to think. Perhaps it's late in the evening before you go to bed and maybe you've done some reading and you're going to wind down in your bedtime routine. But somewhere during your day, you'll need to set aside at least a few minutes to just be quiet and contemplate and create openness and space where this inner voice can be heard. The second thing is that you'll want to pay attention to what you're feeling. Emotions can often convey a message as well. You'll want to calm your emotions down a bit so that you can just really make sure that they're not driving the situation when you're trying to hear your inner voice. So if you're feeling some particularly intense emotion, it can help first to perhaps write them down or talk through them with somebody. You could write them in a journal or just type them up in a document that maybe you're just going to save or even delete once you've gotten it out. But getting out all of your emotion about things is incredibly helpful as you're creating space for your inner voice to come through. Third, you want to notice something you've heard in your mind more than one time. So, for example, I was in a meeting a few weeks ago where one of the speakers was talking about a specific subject, and what I heard that person say was one particular idea that really came through loud and clear. The next person to speak at that conference was actually talking about a different subject altogether, but the message I got from them quoted something the first person had also said. Even though they prepared their comments separately, I heard the same message in that second person's talk. Later that day, a third person started to quote the exact same thing. Now, for me, all kinds of bells and whistles went off in my mind because I noticed this pattern, and it started to be very apparent to me that that was a message I needed to hear right then. And not everyone with me who was listening to that conference got that same message out of the experience, but it's definitely what I heard, and so I jotted it down and thought about it further, and realized that that was a message uniquely for me. So pay attention to patterns when you sense something over and over, and perhaps you should jot that down and think about it further. Another tip about listening to your inner voice is to be intentionally listening, purposeful, about tuning in to your inner voice. When you have a sense or a thought or an idea that comes to your mind, write it down. Find a notebook or something that you can record these thoughts in. For me, I have two different places. I have a paper journal, so I write in a journal and I'll write down these ideas that come to me. But I also use my notes app in my iPhone, and I will just dictate with my voice and I'll record those comments into my iPhone so that I have them when they're fresh, and then I'll save them and I'll look over them some later time when I've had a chance to go on to something else. Then I can come back to these ideas, kind of revisit them, open them up, and think more deeply about them. So one morning I had this distinct impression that I have a serious amount of resistance in my life towards something. And I realized it early one morning, and I was thinking about how I needed to reduce my resistance to this idea. And I was resisting, and by doing that, I became the one thing standing in my way of growing and succeeding at this thing that I was working on. So I wrote it down and I thought about it, and I kind of went about my business and looked back at it later. And the next thought occurred to me was that in the situation where I was putting up some resistance about this idea, I was also expecting a lot from other people. So I was kind of resisting a situation because I wanted other people to do something or to play a bigger role than they were doing. So then the next thought I jotted down on my notes was to let go of expecting from others and from myself. Stop expecting compliance and different things from other people. So I jotted down those two ideas and I thought about them. And pretty soon, I thought of a few more that I wrote down. So whatever you decide to use as your note taker, you can do it on paper or you can do it in some kind of app on your phone. Keep track of the ideas and add to them. And pretty soon, these little impressions that you've had will fill out into more complete thoughts. Your subconscious brain will continue to work on them while you're moving on to something else, so that when you can come back to them at another quiet time and place to kind of reflect and dig into the thinking, you'll be able to see more clearly what the message is for you and what you can do with it. Another tip I have for you about learning to listen to your inner voice is about analysis and logical thinking. Now, a lot of times when we're dealing with a problem, we'll bring it up into the purposeful areas of our thought patterns, and we'll really analyze it, we'll pros and cons, and we'll look at all those things and pick it apart. There's a time and a place for that, and that is very important. But when we're trying to listen to the inner voice, be careful not to become too analytical too quickly. Instead, entertain curiously by thinking with openness and questions. The brain really wants to close loops. It doesn't like unanswered questions. So when your mind suggests to you a certain path to follow or an idea to begin investigating further, it's very easy for your subconscious brain to step in and answer the question or give you an argument about why you should not follow a certain path. It's very quick at shutting things down, again, because it's automatic. It really wants to close the loop, solve a problem, and give you the answers as quickly as possible. So when you're learning to listen to your inner voice, Be open about it and be careful not to shoot down your own ideas. Then it can become very complicated and difficult to hear your inner voice. As you learn to listen to your inner voice, think about your body. When you're feeling something, thinking about a situation or an idea or a scenario, notice whether you're having any tension in your body. Sometimes you might actually have a physical response to a thought you may be having. For example, if you've been under a lot of stress about a particular issue, maybe it's a project at work or something happening at work, when you think about that project, if you were to have, say, a kind of a cramp in your shoulder or a heaviness on your back, it might actually be your body's way of responding to the sensation that your mind is creating. Perhaps it feels like a burden on your back or a heavy load to bear. As you think about what you're feeling in your body when you're getting in tune with your inner voice, sometimes your body will play a part in that and bring your attention to a place where there might be tension or resistance or physical discomfort associated with a particular idea. Likewise, when you're entertaining an idea that's really good for you, sometimes it will help you to slow down your breathing. It will help you to calm down your body, and you will feel a sense of calm or even peace at times when you think about this idea. So pay attention to your body and be careful not to overanalyze when you're learning to pay attention to your inner voice. Lastly, I would suggest getting really curious about ideas that come to you when you're getting in tune with your inner voice. You can imagine this like a conversation. Like on the one side, you're an observer, patiently noticing your thoughts, noticing your feelings, and getting really curious about that. You can ask yourself questions. You can entertain possibilities and sort of have a back and forth conversation. Really be as objective as possible and explore fully any ideas that come to your mind. Now let's talk about how you might apply things that you learn when you spend time reflecting on your inner voice and the thoughts that come to your mind. The first thing is, you may need to put these thoughts in a place where you can look over them regularly. And I'll give you an example about this. I was incredibly stressed about something that occurred at the beginning of the pandemic. So people were buying out the stores, and I was almost compulsively going to the store every single day when the day started. It was probably early March, and the pandemic was declared, and I just started to go just from store to store to store looking for toilet paper, looking for canned foods, looking for all kinds of things. I didn't really need these things, but I felt a sense of urgency and panic. I wasn't really sure that anything would ever return back to normal. I don't know if you've had a similar experience, but at the time it was like a crisis to me, and I knew it was a little abnormal, but I wasn't sure how to calm my feelings and thoughts about it. I thought about it. I read some things. I tried to explore why I might be feeling this sense of dread and panic and what I could do to calm it down. I reflected a lot on it. I prayed. I reflected and meditated. I did a lot of things. And one morning I awakened and a thought came to my mind. And it was a very clear thought about fear, power, and sound thinking. And I also thought about the length of my life, and the quality of my life. These thoughts were incredibly clear to me, and they came in the form of quotes from things I had read, so I wrote them down and highlighted them in my journal in yellow. And several different days after that, the moment I started to feel this fear and panic again, I was able to look on that page in my journal and read it to myself, and instantly I felt calm again. It was very intuitive, very helpful guidance. And it was clearly my inner voice speaking to me, or as I feel it, it was the spirit guiding me. And it was very easy for me to tune into that again when I needed it. So if there are times when you feel a similar type of idea come to you that is calming, comforting, or maybe it's even an idea pushing you in a particular direction, if you write it down and look over it again and again, it can strengthen that thought in your mind, and it can give you real direction when you follow it. So that's my first tip about how to apply what you might learn when you listen to your inner voice. Secondly, I wouldn't expect my inner voice to tell me the same message over and over again. really, when I have a clear message in my mind and I write it down, then I feel that I have an obligation to act on what I am thinking or figure out what it means for me. If I set it aside and ignore it, then I really am not encouraging myself to be in tune with that inner voice very well. And I'm also likely to miss any guidance I could find. So I would suggest, when you take it seriously and really learn some things from your inner voice in these moments where you're going to pursue this, to act on those things that you realize, what comes to light for you, and definitely expect to continue learning from your inner voice. As you do that, you're going to get better and better at hearing it, and take some time to reflect on what those thoughts led for you. Did they help you with a direction? Did they calm your fear about something? Did they give you confidence? And as you learn those things, you're going to get better and better at hearing your inner voice. A third thing I'd like to suggest in applying this to your own life is, when you have a very clear and distinct thought that feels right, intuitively good, and like a message to you in your mind, and you write it down and you entertain it and you kind of think about it, be very careful not to share this thought with people who are going to poke holes in it quickly, asking their permission to believe your own inner voice. When I was a younger person, even in my 30s, I used to do this. I would have a clear, distinct thought and I would question it. I would ask my husband what he thought. I would ask my mother what she thought. I would ask my friends what they thought. I would look up things from experts on the internet about what they thought I should do. And I would sort of set aside the inner voice with all sorts of questions in my mind. It wasn't until later, when something might come to light that made it really obvious that I had the answer all along, I delayed my choice and I made things more difficult for myself by putting it out there for all of these other people to question, poke holes in, and push around, when the whole time my inner voice was meant for me. It wasn't meant for the other people. So when I would ask for their approval to take some action or to step forward in some direction, I was really telling my inner voice that I didn't trust it. So there is a time and a place where you might share things, but be careful not to share your inner thoughts as you're getting in touch with your inner voice with people who are likely to tear it down. It makes it incredibly hard to hear your own intuitive thinking and any other positive influences from the universe that you might be seeking. So write them down, think about them, take action on those that make sense for you, and expect to continue learning and growing from the thoughts that you have. Thank you for joining me today. I wish you all the best in applying what we've talked about, hearing your inner voice, and becoming the best version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.